Welcome to the Nieces Nugs Podcast. What's up, friends? Welcome back to the Nieces Nugs Podcast. And we are continuing the mystery trip. You have no idea what I'm talking about? Well, go back and listen to the previous episodes. But on this episode, we pick up with us waking up in Phoenix, ready to see what the day has in store. After checking out of the hotel, it was a quick ride back to the Phoenix airport with not much traffic at all. Now, let's talk about this. With returning rental cars, and if you take my advice, have to fill up the tank before you return, you're going to want to figure out gas stations before heading back to the airport. In this case, I actually filled up the tank after the basketball game so that we wouldn't have to worry about it in the morning. And with this quick, short drive to the airport, this tank would still be full. So we head to the Phoenix airport, all 15 of us in a 15-passenger transit van. They don't make them like they used to, but we make it back to the rental car return, and then we take the train shuttle back to the terminal. Now, I had scouted out the lounge situation, and after giving some instructions after security to the team, we were ready to split up. I was with two people, taking them into the lounge with me, and the rest were on their own. In fact, in Ontario, we had done this too with my handy Priority Pass access, which you get through several credit cards. I have access to hundreds of lounges around the world for free. And for some of them, you get to take guests in up to two. Now, I have two Priority Pass memberships for free. If you listen to our Europe edition, you saw how I was able to utilize that. And I can now actually take up to five people into the lounge, depending on how it registers. But at this time, I was able to take two with me into the lounge into Phoenix. If you have an Amex Platinum or a Capital One Venture X or some of the other cards, Chase Sapphire, you can sign up for a Priority Pass membership and get the access. And the Priority Pass lounges in America, they're not quite as nice as they are overseas, but for what you pay for them, which is zero, they are amazing. I would rather be in a Delta lounge, but any lounge is almost better than no lounge. So let's talk about lounges. If you've never been in one, you're like, what's the big deal? But if you travel a lot and use them, you know they are a big deal. In fact, several friends of mine have experienced lounges for the first time, and they say it's a completely different experience at the airport. Now, not all lounges are built the same, but they provide separation, amenities, food and drink, and rest that otherwise maybe you might not get sitting amongst the crowds. Lounges are accessible, and I'm telling you, do your research. Find out if you can access them and take advantage of them. So we get into the lounge. It's decent, a little small, looks like it's an afterthought. In fact, in Phoenix, it looks like they're building more, but I think they're working on this one specifically, but it's there. You know what? I take two guys in with me. One doesn't participate, which is weird. Side note, friends, if you're going into a lounge, participate in the amenities of the lounge. So we're sitting there, and then another guy randomly walks in that's with us. He just kind of sees us through the glass and walks in as if he owns the place, doesn't even check in. And I guess here the lesson is, friends, fake it until you make it. Act like you belong in these spaces, and you can most of the times belong. Time to get on the plane. But where are we going? The lounge was great, but it's now time to move. And friends, we're headed to Dallas, Texas. That's right. The theme of this mystery trip specifically was moments from David's past. And for some of you, you might know that I did grad school seminary in Fort Worth, Dallas, Fort Worth. And so I spent some time there. And so we're headed there. Another cheap ticket, one way. We are on our way from Phoenix Sky Harbor to Dallas-Fort Worth, which is not my favorite airport. Living there and flying in and out, I did quite a bit. But it's easy sometimes, but man, it's hard sometimes. It's kind of like this maze upon itself with different terminals that are hard to connect. But anyways, we arrive, and the rental car situation probably is even worse. When I was there and living there, I would park my car and just take the shuttle to the terminal. But here, you have to take a shuttle to the rental car area, which is nice. But it's secluded. It's actually out of the way. And when you're traveling with a group, it kind of makes for a headache to go back and pick people up because there's a road that goes straight through the airport from south to north, and it actually is a toll road to keep people from just using it to go north and get north of the airport. But people do it anyways. But it's crazy because the rental car center is south of it, and so you have to kind of get on this toll road anyways. Anyways, it doesn't take long. Use those apps, membership numbers to get speedy line access. Again, when we got off the shuttle, there's people everywhere, people in lines. You just bypass the lines. And you get your vehicle, you drive off, but then you have to drive back into the airport to go get the full party. And we do, and we are off to the place you should go to first if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm not sure if these words have been mentioned often on this podcast, but it's time to bring them up. Friends, the first place I wanted people to go in Texas is Papacito's. That's right, Papacito's. For those of you who know, it's a chain, I know, but listen, it's a localized chain. It's part of the Papa family of restaurants. Papa Do's, some of you might be familiar with that, but Papacito's is amazing and brings back memories for me. When I lived in Texas in seminary, this is the place we went to celebrate highlights. Another favorite is Uncle Julio's, which they have one in Atlanta. They have one in Dallas. They have one in Fort Worth. Uncle Julio's might have the best fajitas in the world, but Papacito's has something that elevates it a little higher in my book. And so after celebrating birthdays in Texas and then living in Marietta, Kennesaw area, where the only Papacito's east of the Mississippi is, the place is special to me. So much so that I briefly considered having Papacito's flown down for my rehearsal dinner in Fernandina Beach because I wanted it to bring back memories. Friends, when I take Papacito's, I normally say something to this effect. Friends, I'm going to pay for your meal, but I'm ordering and I will explain the process. In return, simply pass this act of grace onto someone who you need to take to see the light as well. It's kind of this thing of experience it once on me, but then take someone else. It's a form of discipleship, if you will, friends. But this was the first time I'd actually been with gluten-free friends, which is a whole nother situation in and of itself. But there's things for everyone to partake in at Papacito's. You just have to navigate them. Now, if you're going to Papacito's, and when people go, they ask me, David, what do you get? So let's talk about that. Here is my recommendation. Number one, man, I used to get an appetizer of Cozumel queso all the time. They took it off the menu for a while. Sometimes it's on, sometimes not. But if they have Cozumel queso on the menu, grab it. Order it. But if not, just pass and enjoy the chips and salsa, which are both amazing. Let's talk about the queso first. The queso, man, they would bring this out and have meat in it, and they would light it on fire, and it was amazing. But the chips and salsa themselves are amazing, and you don't need anything else because they are fantastic. It's kind of like a smoky barbecue sauce that is unlike anywhere else I've been. The chips are light and salted perfectly. It is a great start to the meal. For your entree, split one dish between two people and you will be in heaven. Two people can easily split the Plateau Del Mar. It is amazing. It comes with a choice of fajitas. You can get chicken, you can get steak, you can get a combo of the two, and four shrimp brochette, which are the highlight. Man, what is a shrimp bro? What did you say? Yeah, let me explain this for a second. So, also, when you're ordering, ask for extra garlic butter. It won't cost you a thing. They won't charge for that, but they will charge you for the guac and cheese. If they ask you, would you like guacamole and cheese or sour cream? Just say, whatever comes standard, that's all I need. And then it comes with rice and beans and tortillas. So let's talk about this for a second. You start off the meal when the food comes with a fajita. If you're splitting among two people, just be prepared for two fajitas amongst the two of you, which is plenty once you've had the chips and salsa and the shrimp you're going to enjoy in between. You get your fajita, you assemble it however you want to, but the kicker is the garlic butter. You pour generously garlic butter over your fajita, and when you put that thing in your mouth, it'll taste like something you've never experienced. After the first fajita, then you get your shrimp. And what is a shrimp brochet, you say? They take a shrimp, they slice it open, they butterfly it, and then they stuff it with a pepper and with cheese. Then they close it together, they wrap it in bacon, put a little spice on the outside, and grill it, and it is amazing. You take that shrimp, you put it in the garlic butter, and you let it marinate. Then you put it in your mouth, you chew it, and you enjoy the fireworks show that's happening in your mouth. Friends, it is amazing. Then you go back for fajita number two, and then you cap off the meal with another shrimp brochet for the ending. Friends, this is the way to go. Anderson students, Coastal students, they've experienced this, and I cannot wait to go back. So we eat a nice, hearty lunch, and after lunch, it's time to explore Fort Worth. Fort Worth is an amazing small town feel. It's where I went to seminary. It's the home of Southwestern Seminary. It's the home of Texas Christian University, which I spent many hours in the library there. We go to the seminary. We go to TCU. We go down to the stockyards, which is kind of this amazing throwback, if you will. They still do cattle drives there during the day as well. And then we hang out in downtown. We have a full afternoon, evening in Fort Worth, and we're staying in a hotel downtown. So we go to the hotel, but then everyone wants to go back to the stockyards, and we do a little shopping, whatever. And I wanted to take the group to dinner at a barbecue joint, a Texas barbecue joint, but I was overruled. And friends, sometimes I let people make their own mistakes. We go, they picked a barbecue place in the stockyards. Now, the stockyards is a cool place to be, but I don't necessarily recommend eating in the stockyards because it's more of a touristy trap food place downtown. I wanted to go some of the other amazing barbecue places that I've had since or when I lived there, but the group wanted to go eat at a barbecue place, and so by all means, I said, you know what, you can make your own mistake. And then I had a meal with them, but I did not actually order any food. I just kind of picked off other people, and those that ordered barbecue there said, we made a mistake. And I said, well, if you look down the table and notice that I didn't order barbecue here, maybe there's a reason for that. So just if you're there in Fort Worth, try some barbecue, but don't do it in the stockyards. There's so many other amazing places for Texas barbecue, but we enjoyed just time together as well. And then the group wanted to go to Billy Bob's. What is Billy Bob's? Well, besides being known as the world's largest honky-tonk, it has a little bit of everything. In fact, it's somewhat of a family-friendly place during the afternoon and evenings. But think of it this way. It is a concert venue, multiple concerts a week. Several well-known country artists go in and out of that place. And it's a concert venue. It's also a sports bar, in essence. It has TVs on TVs all over the place with games on. There is a floor where Texas two-stepping and line dancing happens. It's a place for people to go and enjoy just an evening of dancing and enjoying Texas culture that way. There's stores in there. There's a mechanical bull in there. There's a lot happening in that area. If you would combine Dave and Buster's and several other places, this is kind of what it's like. Some people don't like it, and I get it. When I was in seminary, man, they had college and seminary night, and we would just go and dance and drink water and have a good time. But it's not for everyone. I completely understand that. But for us, it was something. All right, so back to the hotel. We go to the hotel. We take a nice short sleep, and the morning we're going to wake up and begin our journey home. But we wake up and we head to Dallas first. And so Dallas-Fort Worth is known as the Metroplex, and it's about a 45-minute drive, depending on traffic, over to Dallas. Don't have a long day because we're flying out midday, so we thought. And so we head to some spots in downtown Dallas, including there's a market going on. We go check out the JFK Square where he was assassinated. There's a local coffee spot we hit up. Really chill morning, which the Lord knew we needed after this trip. But as we're going, kind of getting ready to go back to the airport, I got a notification that our flight was going to be a little delayed. So we weren't in a huge hurry. We were kind of just hanging out. But we started heading back to the airport. And we stopped at a Quick Trip to fill up on gas and to kind of get our vehicles ready to go to return back in. Some people went in and got a barbecue sandwich from Quick Trip or other things. Those people were very, very grateful as the day unfolded. But we were supposed to fly back from Dallas to Fort Lauderdale to Myrtle Beach and be home that night. But everything was about to change. What is it? Well, tune in next time for how to manage a crisis and how to get people home when it looks like there's no shot. But to recap this episode, friends, let me just tell you this. Dallas-Fort Worth is an amazing place to go. It's a place where I spent 3.5 years of my life, really enjoyed absorbing the culture and enjoying the things that it has to offer, tons of great food, different options, tons of great churches, tons of artists playing concerts and different things like that. Man, I look fondly on my time living in Fort Worth and being in the Texas culture. But if you're only there for a couple days, tons to do as well, and that's not even mentioning the different sporting events, things happening that way. But Dallas, Fort Worth is a great place you should visit at least once. And if we had more time, it would also possibly be the place where we launched a trip down to Magnolia to go check out that down in Waco. But we didn't have time for that. Maybe another trip we'll head down to Waco and see what's going on. But great, great day, day and a half in Dallas. And now it's time to start the home trip. Tune in next time to see what goes horribly wrong and how we fix it on the Nieces Nugs podcast.